third quarter and the fourth quarter. Mayville's taken over.
No good on the points.
And the point after short. I think we got an update here on one of the scores here, Jim. You got an update here for me? I got no memory. Kingston 22, Morris 20 in overtime. Is that also not, let's see, Caseville, CPS and Mayville? Nope, not yet. So that's one of our updates, an overtime game going on right now. 1:36 to go here in the ball game. Mayville Wildcats at strong fourth quarter, up now by 18, 38 to the North Huron Warriors 20. So bring the ball back over here to the Mayville 40-yard line. Wildcats will kick off. North Huron Warriors will have the final possession here with a minute 36 to go in the ball game. The Warriors would need two scores and run in both extra points just to tie it up here.
Yeah, it seems like what North Huron tried to do was put it in the air a little more. Didn't really work out, but Mayville stuck true with the running, and it's paid off.
And Mayville with the kickoff. Squibs it down the middle. Picked up by the Warriors, and will be returned to about the 40-yard line. It'll be first and 10 for North Huron Warriors.
Justin Rizzo brought him down on the
40-yard line. Here we go. With just a minute and 30 to go in the ball game. First and 10 for North Huron.
Rain stop once again. 14th time we've said that.
Warriors break over the ball, first and 10 on the 40. Receivers, two receivers split on each side. They got receivers everywhere. Quick pass to number 82 up the middle, Alex Chernak. Again, the pass incomplete. Zach takes Leffler. It back to the 40-yard line for a second 10.
Leffler's been running the ball great tonight and also playing some great defense. It's 45 for Mayville. This senior. Quick pass.
Quick pass off to the left side, in and out of the hands of the Warriors receiver. Kind of took off running before he got a hold of the ball. In and out of the hands of 23, Matt Koth. That'll bring up a third down and 10 for North Huron. Same play, run the same play again. Koth shakes the defender, breaks another tackle, has it at the 40, kicks in the afterburners at the 30, the 20, the 10, and a North Huron Warrior touchdown with 52 seconds to go in the ball game.
Another great run.
Well, you know what? It's not over till it's over.
No. Nope.
They
got
to have this two-point conversion.
Yes.
So Warriors with a 52 seconds on the clock, the score 38-26. Gotta have this extra point. Warriors over the ball, Schrapsky looking back to the officials for something. Nope, back under center, out of the I formation. Schrapsky looks, hands off to the right side, goes to Craig. They push him towards the goal line and is short. I think there's a little confusion on that play at the last second. Schrapsky kept looking back. Maybe he was looking to the sidelines. I thought he was looking to the officials. Looks like he was looking to the sidelines to get some kind of call. They went back with just a dive play off the right side and came up short. So 52 seconds to go in the ball game. The score 38-26. Mayville Wildcats on top. Thanks for joining us tonight, guys. Cruise 102.1 FM, WLAW Sports, our game of the week. Mayville Wildcats and the North Huron Warriors as we wind things down. 52 seconds on the clock for the ball game. We've had some crazy weather tonight, and now it's beautiful again.
Yes.
Umbrellas up and down. So on that score, North Huron will be kicking off.
52 left.
I could almost guess a squib kick here. I mean, Warriors are going to fight it all the way to the end. Go for the ball.
Yeah.
Frank Dudaw back to kick for the North Huron Warriors. And the Wildcats put number 20 deep to receive, and there it is. There's the onside kick, and the ball bounces around. And the Wildcat just about lost it, but got a last-second handle. And who's down there? Number 45, Zach Loeffler. So it'll be first and 10 for Mayville on the Mayville 45-yard line.
Hoping the rain would help in a squib kick.
Well, it did for a second there. You could see that football hit the grass. It came up all wet. The football was just glossy. So Loeffler, it was in and out of his hands once or twice, and then he finally decided, I'm going to take this right to the ground. So we're down to our last player two here, the ball game. It'll be first and 10 for the Mayville Wildcats on their own 44-yard line. Stick with us because we'll see if we got any updates as we finish our ball game here tonight at North Huron. And we'll get our updates of the ball games that are going on around the Thumb area. Announce as much as we can in our post-game show. And the Wildcats take a knee on the play. 30 seconds to go in the ball game.
Run it down.
Jared Hogue, one of the few times tonight he's been under center. He'll take the snap, step back, have a knee. Nick Phillips stands behind him as the safety back. And with 10 seconds to go, the clock winds down, and that is the ball game. And your final, the Mayville Wildcats. They had kind of a rough first half. The Warriors were on top, first and second quarter. Same thing into the third. We had a heck of a game going on all the way up until we got to just right there at the fourth quarter. Wildcats came in the first 7 seconds at the start of the fourth quarter. They punched one in for a touchdown, and this fourth quarter was all Mayville. So stick with us. We got some more to give you some updates on here in Cruise 102.1 FM Sports, coming to you live tonight from Warrior Field here in Kindy. Again, with the final, the 38-22. I missed the very final. They already cleared the clock on it. They said, you know what, forget it. Let's get rid of this. Let's clear the clock. But the Mayville Wildcats having a heck of a fourth quarter. North Huron Warriors playing one heck of a game. Here at the homecoming, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be right back after this.
It first appeared as the company president's one-of-a-kind personal vacation car. But it quickly caught on with the driving public. It evolved into a luxury car. The Continental was the Lincoln flagship, but it sailed into history 14 years ago. Now, it's back. The 2017 Lincoln Continental, with your choice of three engines and front or all-wheel drive. Order yours today at More Lincoln Motor Sales of Caro, the largest full-line Lincoln dealer in the Thumb, because it's back. Because you can. At More Lincoln Motor Sales of Caro.
It's the geothermal upgrade event going on now at B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe. Hi, this is Dave Crotchin. Make the switch to a water furnace geothermal system and get up to $2,000 instant rebate. If you already have a geo system, upgrade to a 5 series and receive a $1,000 rebate, or upgrade to a 7 series and receive a $2,000 rebate. Also receive a 30% federal tax credit. Save up to 70% on your heating, cooling, and hot water with a comfort you have to experience to believe. For a free estimate, contact B&D Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing in Bad Axe at 269-5280.
Hi, this is Dr. Cheryl Canfield. There's nothing like autumn in the Thumb.
The harvest is in full swing and the trees are turning into beautiful colors. We look forward to getting together with family and friends and being thankful for all we have. Soon, however, we will be looking at the approach of winter and the flu season. Studies reveal that a simple flu shot can protect you and your family from the inconvenience and loss of work or school.